Massive topic, obviously.
Anybody else?
Yeah, we just did a quick vote. It seems like it makes sense to do Thursday also.
Okay, so Tuesday, Thursday next week. I want to finish up a little bit. Again, I don't know if I have time today, but I wasn't able to send in also late when I got back because my computer's kind of half-locked. So, do you need the security or something? God, why computers? I'm sure you know about this. I didn't consult you at all. Yeah, no, I'm joking. We'll make do for today, and I'll try to send... Hey, welcome. You flew in just for the... And I came late. What? I hear. Yeah, no. It's great. So we'll talk a little more about Nasker Baba. So welcome, Natan. And maybe we'll finish a little more on Tuesday. And then we'll try to have Shir also Thursday. If we can get to... Yeah, I see Huda there. Okay. And Kyle, who tried to throw us off, but there he is. Right? No, where is he? I see Akiva. There's Kyle. Right? I think it's Kyle. Yeah, okay. I could just tell by the aura that it was Kyle, really. Okay, so let's try to finish today. I'll try to send a Lamar Macomos. If I can't, I'll send it through another computer if I can unlock. I think by then I should be able to speak to the IT people. Is that the right term? TI? IT? What? No, there's some like double security thing now. I can't print from it. I can't really... I don't know what it is. And then I wanted... If possible, we can get a little bit of like a survey, quick list of Talmud Vezavin. So you should also start looking at that. That's Mem. That's the Gemara here on... just one quick one second. Just go through the Shaka Tar. Just a few little things to look at. Starting from... Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the background is the chazaka of Lokach Mi Sikrikun. So if you could start, Omer Lihuna, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Lihuna, Kulan Shevi, I hope we get to do this, Shevi Raya, Rayasan Raya, that's Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And to go through at least the main Shakavataria is really over on Mem Ches Amud Beis. But just a little bit more, Amana and Moda, that's really through Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Just to go through that, the Rashbams are really, really important, Rashbams and Tosfos, of course. If you could look at the Ramban or the Rashba on Mem Ches, regarding, as opposed to the Rashbam, what, was there ever a Havamina that in Matana you would say Talui Vezavin? That's an interesting question. Gemara seems to be mechalek between Mecher and Matana. Is that only in the Shakavatari, the Gemara going forward, or is there even a possibility of thinking that in Matana you would have such a notion? And then, we'll look at the discussion of Rabbeinu Yonah also and the Rajba. What happens if it's a Mechira, but you don't pay the proper price? Like, you talui v'zavin, you put pressure on somebody to sell, and, instead of taking top dollar or equal dollar, right, you take less. And whether that matters, whether it's karka or metalplin, is that connected to or not? But that's a very interesting exchange between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba. And then it's in terms of other sugyas, quickly, the Gemara on in Bava Kama on Samech Beis, Amud Aleph, in connection to the sugya of Gazlan, Chamson, and Talui Vezavin, the Gemara has Gazlan, Bidilo Yoiv Dami, Chamson, Bidiyoiv Dami, and Talui Vezavin, Zvini Zvini, Hushamaro Tani. So that Gemara is very important, Bava Kama Samach Beis, Omer Aleph, and the Bali Tosis there. The connection to Los Achmod, we're not going to go into so much of the Los Achmod part. But what Gezel Be'en, we've talked about, where you steal a Be'en, but you don't necessarily steal the value. But also that Gemara and the Gemara here on Rotsani is important. And look at the Psakim of the Rambam, like when he quotes Rotsani, when he doesn't quote Rotsani. A little bit when Josh wrote me the note, he was saying that some of the people were intrigued, although some of the people might end up being a kinui for Asher, I'm not sure, as it turns out. That about the interface between this question and Gittin, right? Because Gittin, of course, is one of the Kofanos Al-Jom Rotsani cases. When, according to the Rambam, do you need to say Rotsani, when not? That's like an important question. And of course, very closely connected, also the sugya in Kiddushin Daf Beis, Amud Beis, where the Gemara had a Havamina that Isha is Niknes Bal Korcha. That's a strange Havamina. And the Rajba there is very important. The Rajba discusses that maybe the Gemara really was talking about Taluya V'Kaddish. Of course, connect that to a meme. We're not going to do the sugya of Afkinu, maybe next year. But it comes up here, of course. This is one of the Afkinu Rachmana, one of the Afkinu Chachamim cases is, this discussion of Ameymar and Talui V'Kaddish. But, so that's a very important Rajba, and the Machlokes in the Rajba and the Bala Itur, about Talui V'Yahiv, or V'Lokach. So that, those are things that should be looked at minimally, and if I get a chance more. But again, I don't know how realistic it is that we're going to be able to do so much. If not, we'll put it on our list, right? The list, right? It gets longer, but we chip away at it now and then, right, Josh? He's not really saying yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. So we're in the middle of discussing Nasked Rababa. So we've discussed the Migu parts and the Peshasar parts. And the Eidonam Mesim Atzma Rosh, there's of course much more to say about all those. Eidonam Mesim Atzma Rosh part, especially with the Ravan. And that, and the question of Chazaka Komasha Tachas Yadam Arein Shalom, and the extent to which that really creates not only a din of, Sheval Tasa Adif and the threshold requirement, the burden of proof, but that really, really, even in a kind of catch-22 situation, we project that the person is a gazlan, ad kedekach, that we don't really give him the, mechanism to dispute that, which is a little bit, seems unfair, but it's a legal question, and, if it's really true that that's what's going on, and that's only the view of some Rishonim, the ones who have the girsa, and who take it, quite literally, there's those who have the girsa and say it doesn't really mean exactly that. But if you do that, that obviously is a very powerful statement about Tfisa, and that we supported also through, some of the Rishonim in the Koldalam Gavar / Shaim Oksim Batalis Yachloku Sugya. How forcefully do they articulate, the idea that when there's real Tfisa, that taking it away from that person, even b'makom where there's a real safek, and there it's even more in a way because, at least here there's a one-sided, it was clear who the marakama was. So the argument that default you're a thief if you take it from him is one thing, but in the case of shnayim oksim, the whole point is it's true that technically you have an oches and an oches, you have a tofes and a tofes, but it's clear that they're not shutfim, and clearly the talis belong to one or to the other. It's only the legal reality right now that each one is a tofes, and even then, if you're going to use the formulation that to take it away from actively from the chatzi that he's oches in, that constitutes kind of a Gezel, unless you can, overwhelmingly, prove, that you're chotef es shelchav. Obviously, that's a very, very strong, formulation. So the fact that, the rush in Bamitzia and Tosis here, the rush in Bamitzia and the Tosis on Lamed Daled Amud Beis here in Rav Basra quotes approvingly. Nasked Rababa for this, is a very, very critical idea. And again, we saw significantly less, than that in the Ravan. But even the Rashbam, who has a parallel formulation, doesn't think that that's sufficient basis to deny, the the Shvua, in order to solve the problem, had it not been for this other Chiddush that comes up in Naska Rababa, the idea of Akash. So, okay. So then we, you know, so these are some of the issues that we've been exploring. Again, it's one small sugya, seemingly, you know, what is it, 10 lines, you know, in the Gemara. But as I say, every line is difficult to decipher and packed with implications about these various big topics. And the takeaway in terms of some of these things remains. It's not just, you know, Havamina. So Naskar Baba, as I say, a landmark case as the Rambam, you know, presents it in three different places, Gzela, Toei, and Malve, really is a landmark case. You can really see why, you know, it was seized upon and why it became so famous. So the other two takeaways that we were discussing go to the heart of Shuas Eid Echad, or the status of Eid Echad. One is, you know, those Rishonim who think that, you know, in the absence of, like, destroying the credibility of the Eid Echad, right, that we, you know, we treat them practically as Shnayim Eid, or at least we don't allow a Shvua, any Shvua that falls short of that accomplishment. That's a very remarkable idea. Again, the Ravon's critique of it is, you know, important, because most Rishonim just ignore it, you know, if they don't believe it. And we can understand why, because, like, where does it ever say explicitly in any other Gemara, but implicitly here, if you read the Gemara this way, or if you're forced to read the Gemara this way, where else and logically, why would you think that that would be, you know, a requirement? Not obvious, and it's counterintuitive in many respects. Mostly we think of the Chi of Shvua as a Chi of Levarer, or less. We don't think of it as, you know, as a poter, or as a way, let's say, of the Achilles heel of what otherwise would be Eidus Gemura. So again, the Ravon partially articulates that, and in his question, you know, about is it only in a case of Chatifa and Gezela and others, you know, there's a little bit of a disconnect, but a disconnect which flows from, like, not so much appreciating what this might really be all about, but especially the Rambam, and especially in his exchange with the Ravid regarding Sharcha Bioni, my boy, something we'll speak more of next year, but talked about it already, really, really highlights, you know, this even more than other Rishonim. Again, do you have to deny Chetzah Shel Eidus, Gabra, you know, aid, you know, what exactly do you require? So that's one whole avenue that you know, underscores the idea that Eid Echad is Chetzah Shel Eidus, right? And that, you know, the Chi of Shvua, therefore, you know, is, it's not even a Ptur Mamon. The Chi of Shvua in this case will be just a methodology of neutralizing the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is Kishnayim in some respects. You know, the difference is that when it comes to Shnayim, you can't get rid of them with the Shvua. And it comes to Eid Echad, there's a vulnerability, you know, kind of Ba'akifin, you can, you know, you can knock him, you know, out of the gate. But, you know, once he has standing, then we're treating him like Eidus. Are we treating him like Gamri, like Eidus? I mean, like Eidus, like Shnayim Eidim? Or it's Eidus, since that's still enough? That still remains an open question. But at least that's really what's happening, and that's one whole Mahalach in the Sugya, which underscores that. The other Mahalach in the Sugya is the Rishonim, who are trying to explain, you know, valiantly also, why is there no Ptur Aidei Migu here, especially if the guy's willing to take the Shvua. So, as we saw, there's a host of Terutzim to that question, you know, some of which revolve around Migu itself, Migu Da'aza, you know, Migu, you know, when, you know, the first Taina is dependent upon a Shvua, what kind of Shvua, things that have a lot to do with Migu and Pesh Asar and so on. Migu, you know, which in which the Shvua that you could have taken, that you would have taken, or some other Shvua, you know, can be added to the mix. So that's one whole, you know, approach, which basically says, Inochanami Bat. But the answer, the Rivam, is the second avenue, you know, where Shavuos Eid Echad and its status, right, really become very, you know, prominent. Because what the Rambam really seems to be saying is there is a migu, but migu is not poter mamon, and whenever there's a chiyuv shvuas eid echad, or whenever there's an eid echad, basically on some level there's some dimension of chiyuv mamon. And just like, you know, migu wouldn't be poter keneged shnayim eidim, it's not going to be poter the chiyuv shvuas eid echad either. Of course, that's a huge leap. Now, whether the formulation is like the Ramban and the Rajba, which I think is even more forceful, which is basically Shavuos Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamon and the Shavuah is Poter. That's one perspective. Or you take it like the Rivam, like we have it here in Tosis, which is more along the lines that the Shavuah, that the Eid Echad, like, is Mechayev, kind of an option, right? Lachain nira kavosh shapir shorash bam devade have a migu lachi pati rav shmuel denema b'shvua b'migu di bayomar lo chatvi rababa savar. This is the chiddush of rababa alpha gav the isle migu chayiv the kivet the ikka echad habachayiv shvua min a torah right kain hu adin she yishava v'hakchish es ha'eid o yishalem ve'ein molo migu lipater. So it sounds like he's not exactly saying that it's a chiyuv mamon and the shua is a p'tur, but he is saying that when there's a chiyuv, when there's an eid echad, then you have a chiyuv either to be nishba or to be poter, or to pay. Okay, that could be explained. It's an optional, chiyuv. Or the idea might be that, you know, the chiyuv shvua, it's only a chiyuv shvua, but that chiyuv shvua is on the substantial side rather than on the, you know, kind of, peripheral side. Kedei lahodos, lefayes. Levarer is kind of in between. You know, you could look at birur as something substantial, or you could look at birur as something, you know, less substantial. I mean less substantial relative to, right, you know, your chayv shvua, you know, which means that you really owe him, but you can get away with a shvua. Is it a chiyuv shvua or a p'tur shvua, basically? So anyways, the different formulations, the Ramban, the Rajba, I think are more extreme than the Rivam. But either way, this is something that is noveya from this sugya. So it ends up that there are, I would say, you know, three, broadly speaking, options regarding, you know, how you understand, you know, chiyuv shvua. One is the extreme that there's a chi of mamon and it's a p'tur. The other is that it's a chi of kind of an option. And the third, of course, is that it's just a chi of shua. And that, you know, is has its very strong, you know, roots. Its very strong roots as well. So, for example, Tosis themselves, you know, so consistent with this issue. If you look at the this big Tosis here on the Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph and the parallel Tosis in Hashoel, right, there is this whole discussion of what happens in the case of Shneim Chashudim, right? In the Gemara, this is a discussion in Shavuos and so on. So do you say Shneim Chashudim, you know, Chazra Shvua L'mechuyev L'mitoshen Chalashav L'shachalim? Or do you say in the case of Shneim Chashudim, do you end up saying Yachloku? That's a very interesting question. Why would you end up saying Yachloku? Right, that seems a little strange. So Tosim Bab Metzia Tzadi Zayin on the base, and Tosis here on Lamed Dalid Amud Aleph explains that according to Rav Nachman can really hold by Rav Abba. But he can still justify the psak of Shneim Chashudim Yachloku. Why? Because since each one owes a Shvua, right? So each one is not delivering the Shvua, you know, that is incumbent upon them. And therefore, each one, in a way, is equally liable. And since two people are liable, even though they're rivals, right, they should split, you know, the split the liability, which means that they end up splitting the loss, not so much splitting the gain. I mean, the same thing economically, but that's the idea. So that's the line in Tosas here. Anybody have that line? You can take the local one, it's just easier. I think it's in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Tomer of Abba Hechen, one second. Just one second here. Why am I not seeing it here? When he tries to, yeah.
Is it on the base by the continuation? The continuation of the
Tosas discussion. What's that?
Amud
Beis,
the continuation of the
form of Kudush. Yeah. That's what's, oh, yeah, correct. That's the. He's asking a question, Sadi Zayin, I think, Amud Beis. It's Rabbeinu Tam, right?
Yeah,
you have it?
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Correct.
The Rabbeinu Shaber Sadakar of Abba Benaskal, the money used to be on Trump.
Yeah, so what's he saying? Correct, that's the part. He's saying each one loses half because each one is obligated to take a shvua and can't deliver. Correct? So, of course, if you think that the Shvua is just a ptur or an option for, you know, the alternative, which is Kiyuv Mamon, so then what you always have to do is figure out, you know, who is the initial, you know, the initial Mechuyav, right? Because the full burden, to begin with, he, right, was obligated to address A or B, or he's obligated in Mammon, this is a mechanism for him to be exempt from it. And in the end of the day, if he can't produce, then he's going to be Pata. There's only one Chiyuv Mammon, there isn't two Chiyuve Mammon, right? And it's only the Hefsed of the Nitan, you know, which is Chayiv, not the Toein, you know, who wants to be Mechayiv him. There's no issue of, he's not obligated, he's not, should be facing a loss. But if you take the view that, like, the Shvua has, like, a certain value in its own right, so then there's a consequence, right, that each one maybe shares, you know, to not you know, not addressing that Chiyuv. So that's important. And of course, again, all the Rishonim here who think that if they're, you know, we're not a problem, you know, with the Migu, you know, that we would not say what the Rivam and the Ramban and the Rajbah are saying, they also seem to be implying, you know, that the Chiyuv Shvua is Chiyuv Shvua. You know, it's not either an alternative or a Ptur of Chiyuv Mam. So let's take a step back and discuss this a little more for a minute. So, like, several major Gemaras, you know, that are related to this. That's why I was going to give you the Mar Mekomas, but they didn't go. When we learned Shavuos a couple of years back, we actually discussed this much more extensively, but just very quickly at least talk about some of them. One, of course, is the Gemara in Shavuos Ha'edus, and Daf Lamed Beis Omer Aleph. What's the Gemara there, John? You have it?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up.
The Gemara basically discusses whether if you're Mashpia Anirechad, if you'd be Chayiv in Shavuos Ha'edus.
Excellent, exactly. So again, the background of Shuas Eidos, Vuhu Eid, Oyada, Ora, Yada, you know, Im lo yagid v'nasa avono, psukim in Parshas Vayikra. A very remarkable halacha, really, right? And that is, edim, all things being equal, are obligated to come forward and to participate and to contribute, to the legal system, to contribute their knowledge, to furthering justice. So, especially if they refuse, there's a Chomesh Haggadah, number one. There's a discussion of the Rishonim, what the basis of that is. We're not going to go into that now, certainly. But, in circumstances where a person denies, his knowledge, like the Bal Davar imposes upon him to come to be Nishba Bezin, he refuses, by claiming that he is ignorant, then it turns out that he was lying. So that's, the parsha of Korban Shua Sa'edas. That's where those psukim who ate Ora Yadam, Lo Yagid Nasav, Ono, come into play. He brings a Korban Shua Sa'edas. Now, typically, in order to, trigger that obligation, you require, it has to be the kind of Edas which would have made a difference. Now, if you had come to court, it would have been Mechayiv Mamon, and therefore, in some respects, his abstention, his kvishas edus, costs the baldavar money. So, the question is, what will happen in the case of mashbia edacha? So, I'm just looking at these gemaras quickly. There's massive material on all these Gemaras. We're just going to discuss very quickly a couple of them, so you should be aware of the background. These are some of the main Gemaras in Shas that highlight discussions of the status of Eid Echad. Again, what's Yadua Muskam is that Eid Echad is one of the three circumstances that trigger a Shvua Daraisa, as we've discussed. It's Motav Miktsas, Shvua Sashomrim, and Shvuas Eidah. I'm not talking about specialty shvuas like Shvuas Eidos, Shvuas Pekadon. I'm talking about, more, we'll call them Shvuas Adayanim. So, the context of a Toin V'Nitan situation with Din Torah. Everybody agrees that Shvuas, that Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvuat. Everybody agrees that, in fact, L'Halacha, Eid Echad is not Mechayev Mamon. The question is there any view that Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamon? And of course, that would be a very significant view, Havamina, Deya, and then we'd be looking to see, even if it's wrong, whether or not it doesn't still resonate, in some way, or why not? And, whether or not there's a way to rehabilitate that concept. And even if you don't go that far, whether or not the Chiyuv Shvua of an Eid Echad itself isn't a kind of reflection of Eidus, and therefore on some level of Chiyuv Mamon. And if that's the point, then the possibility that I brought up the other day, again, we don't have so much time to finish this now, but which is to be mechalik even within Shvuos Daraisa, between Shvuos HaShomrim, Motav HaMiktsas, and Eid Echad, a very prominent reason for Eid Echad to be perceived as maybe the most compelling chiyuv shvua or substitute for mamon is the idea that the Eid Echad himself belongs to Hilchos Eidus, etc. Now again, the other part of the story here is how shvua Eid Echad b'shvua, how chiyuv Eid Echad b'shvua, also compares with Eid Echad Neman, b'isurim, with Eid Echad b'sota, with Eid Echad be'egla rufa, with Eid Echad be'misa sabal. Again, we've touched on that. She's learning Gittin, so definitely next year that'll be something to speak about extensively, the concept of Eid Echad and Bisurim. What is the relationship of those two? And in which direction? Is there no relationship whatsoever in Eid Echad b'shvua belongs to the world of Eidus, and Eid Echad, B'Isurim belongs to the world of Nemanos, where there is a relationship, but that relationship, obviously, can go in either direction. It could be that, the association of Eid Echad Bisurim with Eid Echad Bishvua, you know, upgrades it and establishes even Eid Echad Bisurim as a kind of form of Eidus, or at least potentially. Or the other way, does the fact that there are other tchumim in which Eid Echad works, like Isurim, and yet, you know, if the evidence indicates there that we're dealing with Namanus and not with Eidus, including the fact, we'll discuss this in a minute, that Psulim, you know, Le'edus, are accepted, Noshim, mostly, we talked about that last year, those who were here last year, Psachim, you know, the big Machlokas are Rishonim about Eid Echad and Bisurim for Noshim, but also other Psulim, you know, Krovim, you know, when Eid Mipi Eid works, you know, things of that sort. So, you know, does Eid Echad Bishvua pull up, you know, Isurim, or does Isurim drag down, you know, Eid Echad, you know, Bishvua, or there just are two dinim, maybe there are two dinim, they're nothing to do with each other, and, or maybe within Eid Echad and Isurim there are two dinim. Like some dinim, Eid Echad is sometimes, you know, komakom she, you know, hemina tar Eid Echad areikan shnayim. Like, what does that apply to? Does that apply only to Egla Rufa, you know, and to Misa Sabal, and to Sota? Or does that apply also to Eid Echad Neman, you know, being Surin, for example? Which, by the way, which doesn't mean that ever that Eid Echad is the equivalent of Shnayim Eidim, even on the level of Isurim, but what it does mean is that Bezeh Acharzeh, Eid Echad, whose I want to say testimony because I don't want to bias it, whose, you know, evidence is given and accepted, that you know, the what I call the filing of that evidence makes it more formidable, you know, than, you know, than its initial origins, and therefore it's no longer subject to hakasha from another Eid Echad. In other words, when you have two Eid Echads which who come bazeh achar zeh, if you say komakom, that's ula's halacha, komakom she, you know, Torah, kolfabak she mina Torah Eid Echad areikan shnayim, what you're saying is that another Eid Echad, you know, cannot neutralize the first Eid Echad. If they're boim ki echad, you know, that's a different story. Even when the Gemara uses the expression, you know, Eid Echad b'hakkasha mi mehemen, if that limited to, the Gemara in Kiddushin, for example, on Samach Hei Umadeis, so this becomes like an important, you know, an important question. That's a regular Eid Echad. Not even an Echad Pasol Agabe, you know, Isurin, although you might be Mechalik again. Meaning, is the din of hakkasha in Shnayim Eidim and the din of Akhasha of two Eid Echads the same or not? Like, when it comes to Trey Utrey, as we've, you know, discussed a little bit, it's come up a few times, so do we say, you know, Trey Utrey Keman Delesa or Keman De'isa? Maybe that's the argument or maybe not. Trey Utrey Sveika Daraisa, Trey Utrey Sveika Darabanan. When we talked about Shnarchim Yonim Maibai, you know, we talked a little bit about all that. We'll talk more about it next year. Namely, whether a Chazaka could be Machria, you know, B'mokom Trey Utrey. That's classically the argument of Trey Utrey Sveika Daraisa, Trey Utrey Sveika Darabanan. Some people think that that is an argument about Ki'isa Kalesa. Other people think it's not. You know, even if it's kid, you know, even if it's, you know, Ki'isa, there still might be makom to say Trey Utrey Sveika Derabanan, that, you know, you would give credence to the Chazaka. And is it only Chazaka or other things? That's part of what we were discussing with Chuvas Rabbi Kveger and other such things earlier in the Zman. But similarly, what happens in a case of Eid Echad Keneged Eid Echad, right, in the parallel? Are you going to say, the, you know, is that, you know, even if Eid Shnayim against Shnayim is Ki'isa, is it possible that Eid Echad Keneged Eid Echad is Kelesa? And they're nafka mina, obviously. Like, let's say you have a, a kiyuv shuas eidakad, and you also have like a motive miktsas or shuas hashomrim in the same case. There's a big discussion among the poskim, the ksos, the shach, simon pezayin mostly, in kosher mishpat, other places as well. So when you say, let's say an eidakad, can an eidakad be poter shuas? It's another issue. Big debate among, and we showed him in the beginning of Bab Metzia, that I mentioned the other day, the Maram Rutenberg, quoted by the Rush, a massive, massive argument on that, you know, side of it. So in general, let's say you have Eidachot Keneged Eidachot, but you also have a Motiv Miktsas, or Shuas Hashom, right? So if it's a Skelesa, then you're left with what you had. Partly it depends also whether Eidachot, as I say, is Poter Mishvua. So these are, you know, the question of Eidachot Ba'akasha, you know, Mimehemen, you know, maybe the idea that, you know, Trey is Ki'isa, but, you know, Eidachot Keneged Eidachot is Kalesa. All these are related questions. The more you think that Eidachot is just a more modified, you know, form of Eidus, the more, at least default, we would likely to be seeing these, you know, as parallel. Like, oh, there's a Trey question here, there's a, you know, Chad B'Chad question there. You should treat them, all things being equal, the same. Of course, even if they are related, and even if it is a din of Eidus, there's still, you know, room to be mechalek. The very fact that in one case we say trei kameya, you've reached the heights, you know, and in the other case, you know, it can be overridden by two Eidim. The very fact that in one case is a chiyuv mamon, and in the other case is only a chiyuv shvua, you know, indicates at least quantitatively that there are differences. And who's to say that those quantitative differences, even within the worldview of Eidus, aren't sufficient, you know, to also trigger differences in things like Ki'isa, Kelesa, you know, being, you know, Mechaya, being Poter, etc. But I'm just saying that all things being equal, in other words, if they're fundamentally different, there can still be parallels, Eidachot B'Surim, let's say, and Shnayim Eidim. And even if they're the same, you know, categorically, there can be differences due to, you know, level. But having said that, the default, at least, would be that the more you look at Eidachot, you know, within the, you know, rubric of Eidus and Shnayim Eidim, the more that should be kind of your, you know, your initial, at least, you know, perspective. So these are really massive, you know, topics. I just thought at least we'd do the quick survey of some of the Gemaras. So let's start with, again, with this Gemara in our Gemara here above Basra, you know, Naskin Rababa is one of the main sugyas for this, especially if you hold like Rashi, Rambam, Rambam, and the sugya is telling you that there's a special din that you have to makhish either the Gavra Eid or the Chefza Shal Eidus or both, that somehow is a requirement. The implication being that if you don't do that, you know, then this is really Eidus and it's unstoppable. Or if you take the Rivam, Ramban, Rajba, whichever formulation of it, and that is that, you know, Migu is not going to help you here because, you know, there's a Chiyuv Mamon without a Ptur Shvua, and, you know, therefore, you know, you need to be able to take the Shvua that you need to take. So, so the first Gemara that we're mentioning is Shavuos, and that's the one that Josh mentioned, where the Gemara, you have it there?
Yeah.
That the Mishnah there says that, you know, all things being equal, the din of Shavuos Eidos requires Shnayim Eidim. Then the question is, like, what happens, you know, if the timing is off? Like, if the two Eidim come to court at the same time, they both say, you know, we don't know anything. So then that's, you know, that can convert easily into a chiyuv karban shuas eidos for both of them. But let's say it doesn't work that way. Let's say the first guy says, I don't know anything. And then the second guy, you know, even if he were to be made at this point, he would only be an eidachot. So in a way, that's majbia eidachot. So what happens, Josh?
The
Mishnah says what? Bazeh achar zeh, harishon chayiv. You have it?
Yeah, the hasheni pater.
Yeah.
And then Masisin the Loki Haitana.
Titania Mashbia Erecha Pater. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Mechayev.
Yeah, so here you have the position of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who seems to say that even if you only have Eid Echad, never mind a second Eid after the first one was already kofar, that's even a bigger Kiddush, right? You just were Mashbi'a Eid Echad, that somehow you'd be chayv for Karban Shuas Eidah. So the question is, like, why would that be? It seems clear that the chayv of Karban Shuas Eidah is connected to the impact of Hefsed Mamo. Yeah. So the Gemara says what? Lema b'ha kamiflugi.
Gemara sabar, eid echa ki asa l'shvur v'dikasa. Gemara sabar, eid echa ki asa l'mamona kasa.
Yeah, so this is a very fascinating initial suggestion. And it sounds like there's a mandamar who thinks eid echa is mechayiv mamo. Of course, as you can imagine, you know, not all mefarshim are going to, you know, read it that way, because even though that's the pshat, that's what the words say, right? This pshat collides with our, you know, muskal rishon understanding that, you know, you need shnayim edim to be mechayev mamo. So either this is an outlier, and it's, you know, that's it's because you don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, or this view of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. We'll just see in a moment. Or we don't mean it literally, we mean it, let's say, conceptually. Right? But even that is hugely important. You know, there would be a double, you know, assumption here. One is that Eid Echad, you know, fundamentally is Eidus and is Mechayev Mamon, you know, either through, you know, Shavua if it's not Niftar, or the potential to band together with another aid. We'll see that in a moment. Right? But the other assumption, of course, would also have to be that Korban Shavuos Eidos doesn't require befoal Hefsed Mamon. It just requires, you know, Alpidin, you know, Eidos Mamon, which you are rejecting. And that, of course, is Mechudash. The question of Korban Shavuos Eidos I'm not going to get into right now, but this just suffice it to say that we find this is a major, major issue. And in both directions. In other words, cases where you have like Eidus, but for whatever reason, befoal, there's no Chiyuv Mamon, you know, directly or not necessarily. But you also can have it maybe in the other direction. It's cases where there may be a Chiyuv Mamon, but you don't necessarily have formally Eidus. For example, that's a discussion in the Yerushalmi, but it's understood in different ways, something that we also touched on this year. And that is the question of kibloli. Like, let's say you have, you say, you know, kibloli eid echad kebetrei, or karov, you know, kerachok. So the Yerushalmi seems to be discussing this question with in Shavua Saida, and the Gemara in, you know, in the last Mishnah, I think, in the fourth parak of Shavuos, and then the Rabban weighs in on it, and then the Achronim weigh in on it. Like, what exactly, you know, is that all about? So again, unless kibbalai is a rehabilitation and gives you a shame aid, which it very well may be, we talked about this when we talked about a little bit shloshim yom, right? We were talking about when we use the expression matzah mashakasa b'torah tonight davar, you know, sheva mamon, and that by using that expression, according to some rishonim, you're not just saying, you know, that, you know, it works. Even though it defies the normal canons and laws, what you're saying is that you're really turning it, you know, into that category, right? So, okay, so that goes in a different direction. So what does it mean here when the Gemara says, before we get to that, we should note that the Gemara ends up rejecting it. Right, Josh, go ahead.
Hello.
The Tisbra.
Yeah. I'm Rabbi, I call modin the eighth sota.
These are all five. These are five cases. So the Gemara is drawing on five different cases. We're not going to examine them right now. You know, which in which there's discussion whether there's a fee of carbon shvuos edus or not. And these cases are cases where, you know, there might be a fee of mamon, even though there aren't shnayim edim, right? Like, you know, ede sota in terms of tuma. Then you can have cases where there are two Eidim, you know, but, you know, it's limited. There's no Chiyuv Mamon because it's only Kinui, right, and so on. So this is one of the Gemaras that's testing these issues. In any case, the upshot of it clearly is that in Eid Echa there's no Korban Shavuos Eidos, seemingly. Ela Dekula, or at least you need Chiyuv Mamon, put it that way. Ela Dekula Alma. Yeah. And here the Mamon, the Davar Gaon, the Mamon is a little bit different than other Dorim Mamon, something we discussed, I think, last year also when we learned Psachim, right? That sometimes that phrase has different. Usually it means, you know, Rab Shimon, you know, Kachem Shchai Bachri Yusam. It's usually, you know, defining Bailus. But here it's not about that. Here it's, as the Rajba points out in Shavuos and the Ramban in, we saw this earlier in the year, right, in Kuntrastina de Garni. It has a bit of a different meaning here. It's, Ramban says in one direction, the Rajba says in a different direction. Namely, how likely is it, if you look at Rashi, for example, Al Atar, I don't know if we have it there, Rashi says, oh, people are very queasy about being Nishba, so when there's a Chiyuv Shavua, it'll often convert, you know, into money. Okay. Either way, what's more important to us is like freezing that Havamina. You know? Like what did... So here there's a major debate between Rashi and the Rebbe Gash. So Rashi Alatar, you have that?
Yeah.
Marsavala Mamonasa, go ahead.
Vidarish Krahafi. L'chol avon l'chol chatas. Yeah, the hand of the makas onshin who the ain't come, I will come who the mama.
Well, I mean, Rashi takes it literally. Rashi's troubled, as we saw the other day about the Rashbam, right? Very similar, actually.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, why is Rashbam all of a sudden, you know, worried about darshaning the psukim, right? It all comes from, you know, from the grandfather. This is, I think, some of the formulations in Shavuos, you know, made their way into the Rashbam Anaskar Ababa. So this, I think, also did. But the what Rashi's saying was that, you know, take it literally. Aye, what are you going to do with the psukim? The answer is, oh, l'chol onesh, l'chol avon, l'chol chatas. But that doesn't mean chiyuv mamon. So there's a view in the Gemara that ends up getting rejected, that Eid Echa can be mechayev mamon directly. That's very remarkable. You could say, okay, but it didn't make the, you know, the final cut. Fine. But, you know, that's still something quite remarkable. The Rimi Gash, it's hard to know how to you know which of these is more exciting, you know, because in its moderation and in its truth, you know, this may be more enduring. The Rimi Gash Al Atar says what?
It's in his ability.
Marsav, I have it written here. Marsav Eidachot Hiasa the Mamon Asi. Obviously, he was troubled. Like, is there really such a view? Shahare edusa ruuya shetitzare falah edus acheres. The ischay ba hanitva mama. So again, I think it's also very interesting. I don't think I discussed this in the past, but I think there are two ways that you could build up, you know, even acknowledging that Eid Echad is only Machay Veshua, there are two ways you can build up Eid Echad as edus. One way is through, you know, the tziruf question. It's mitzarev. And of course, the response to that is, you know, until you have two, you have nothing. Until you have two, you have a different category. The assumption here is, you know, that, you know, zero plus zero doesn't make two. So what you have is a half, and then you have another half, and that makes one, or you have a one and a one, and that makes two. But that's always a hard call. So that's, I think, what the Rimi Gash is saying. Now the question is Lamaskana, that might be true, but you know, you still befoal don't have Chiyu Mamon, maybe you need that for Korban Shua, but the description of Eid Echad as half of Eidos, or you know, as Omeid or Ra'ui, you know, Liyitztarev, you know, that you have. Or no, that's wrong too, as I say, you don't have anything until you have Shnayim Eidim. Shnayim Eidim is a, you know, is a, it's not a Chatzi Shir, you know, it's a zero Shir. So that's the question. You could have said a different pshat, you could have said, well, Eid Echad is Mechayev Shua, which is what the Gemara says, right? But the other way, you know. You could have said, oh, when we say Eid Echad Ki Asa, L'mamon Hu Asa, what we mean is that the Shua is a Patur. But fundamentally, it's Eidus. Now again, that's not inconsistent with the capacity to join, you know, and create Trei Kameha, but it's different. Either way, very important Rimigash, very important Rashi. If you say which one is more, Rashi is more spectacular, but because it's so spectacular, it just might, you know, be more off the radar, you know, and more, you know, more irredeemable or rehabilitatable. Either way, the Rimigash is very important. And this formulation of the Rimigash about being Omed Lehitzdarev is something that we'll encounter again. Tashbetz has this. Maybe we'll give you a couple of more makomas before we end. And just to finish this off, and, you know, the Kesa Mishnah has this line. We'll get to it in a couple of minutes, you know, as well. So that's one Gemara, one very important Gemara. Another important Gemara is the Gemara's discussion in Kiddushin on Samach Hei, Omed Aleph and Omed Beis. I referred to it a second ago, a little bit in terms of Eid Echad Bakchasha, you know, Mi'ika. But the Gemara there is something that we, you know, had other opportunities to discuss, and certainly next year, in the beginning of the agenda. This is where the Gemara discusses whether Hamakadesh Bifnei Eid Echad, you know, Choshesh in the Kiddushin or not. So again, the very discussion alone is shocking. Obviously, Kiddushin requires Eidus. You could say, oh, not only Eidus requires any Kiyum. Question is, in the Shaklavatari of this Gemara, that's where the Gemara, for the first time, establishes, you know, that there is something called Eid Kiyum, if it establishes it even there. Explain it in a minute. But certainly the Gemara's, you know, even, you know, contending with this question, whether Mekadosh Bifnei Echad Koshen LeKiddushin Doraisa Pashtus, that's a Safek, would imply that Eid Echad is not just, you know, Nemanos, but it's really some sort of a significant form of Eidus. Okay. So, in the, you know, when the, again, the question is when the Gemara concludes, as it seemingly does, that ein choshen lekedushin dan afil shnei modin, and the Gemara there also says that, you know, even shnei modim doesn't work. I odas baldin, you know, kimei edim dami, right? What does the Gemara answer for that? We'll discuss it more next year. Chav lachrini, right? That's famous Gemara. So what does that, you know, really mean? That might be, as I say, where the concept, not only of Eidei Birur, but of Eidei Kiyum really is born. The actual language of Eidei Kiyum, we'll talk about it next year, as I say, really appears in that same Gemara, but in the next Gemara, ironic, it's a little bit ironic. Anybody have the Gemara there open? Yossi, you have it open?
Yeah.
The language of Eidei Kiyum actually doesn't appear in this discussion. It's like the next, like in the continuation of that sugya in a Dine Mamanus context. Which is a little bit ironic.
Chalukas Hashutvas.
What? Yeah, Chalukas Hashutvas. You have it there, Kelsey?
Yeah, sorry, from Samach Hei Lav.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I have
the two Amoraim, or whatever it was. They were in business together. No.
What's the next?
Further. After all that.
Hashutvas Kameh. Like right before that, the Rav Meri, Rav Adam.
Was it before?
No.
Yeah.
Rav Adda.
Right, who were they again?
Marzutra, Rav Adda, Saba, Benedi, Rav Meri.
Yeah. You have that?
Son,
I got another minute. You have it, Josh?
Yeah.
So
these two Meraim brought their Palim Yasai Vali Azadeh.
So they had a partnership of some sort, right? And they split up.
Yeah. Interesting. Also,
no rancor. I mean, you know, they remained the best of friends. Children playing together, the whole bit. Yeah.
Also, Lukame, very much like the best. Yeah. Also, Lukame, the Rav Ashi. Amrulei al-Pishnaim Eidim Amar Achmana.
Diboy lemehedar lo matzi hadri mahu lo mat mahu the anel lo hadri. Yeah. Odilma lo mekayma milsa el gesade.
Yeah.
That's where they ask the question.
Like it's not. This is not so well known. I mean, it's all explicit, but you know, in discussions of these things, like we know the words in a kiyum and a bira, they come trippingly off our tongue, which is great that we think in those categories. But it's not always, you know, people are not always so aware that the actual phrase lekiyume or edus lekiyum, you know, really is, it has its source in this Gemara and not in Badishas. So really, that's what he was asking. He was saying, listen, we're both honest men. We both admit that, you know, we, you know, agreed and we split this property, but we didn't do it bifnei eidim. So if this is about birur, honesty, then great. Then it's binding, because we both admit it. However, if the idea is that it's not a formalized transaction, absent, you know, the witnessing of the eidim, you know, then nothing happened. So it's not a question of honesty. Right, so what's the answer to the Gemara? Right. We discussed a little bit earlier this year, because again, we were talking about Kiddin Sudar and whether you need Edekiyum for it. And I was talking about the language of the Rambam in Parakei of Hilchos Mechira, right, that I think he's really like invoking, you know, that phrase. So again, what's fascinating is, so then the question becomes, this is not for now, this is for next year, you know, but this phrase, this idea of lekiyum and milsa is rejected in Dine Mamanas, right? But is it rejected in Ishus? Right? So, yeah, that's a question. So that's something to discuss. Either way, the Gemara has an interesting discussion about Edachot. If you look at the Rashis there, Rashi kind of, again, crystallizes. Obviously, he was very focused on this issue. You have Rashi and Kiddushin there. Samachayim and Aleph. Dibba Masal Amrav Yehuda. Excuse me. No, is that the right one? No, sorry. V'ilayke Edim? Anom and Aleph. Yeah. Gafila moda, am I also bekravase, al piatzmo? Yeah. So Nathan, what's he saying? Right, here he's not talking about Tziruf, he's taking the Shvuah option. So when Rashi is building up the possibility, you know, that maybe Choshen LeKiddushin, it's interesting that he's invoking the role of Edachot B'Shvuah, because Gemara doesn't, right? On the other hand, in the Maskana, when the Gemara talks also, you know, about Edachot B'Hakasha, right? You have Zivra Masa Edachot B'Hakasha there? Nathan? Yeah. So you have two Rashis, you know, at different parts of the Shakla Vatari and the Gemara, which is totally fine. It's not a steering Rashi, but what are the two Rashis highlighting? You know, the first Rashi is highlighting that Shvua is a reflection of Eidus, and the second Rashi is saying, yeah, it's just Shvua, so there's no Eidus here, right? That's exactly what we are, you know, kind of interested in. So this idea of tziruf also, and you know, the role that it plays and how it works, and whether or not, you know, each aid is like half an eidus, or whether shnayim eidim are, you know, the completion of eidus, also is reflected in the Gemara in some. I'm gonna have to go like one more minute, because again, I got, you know, my strategy, you know, backfired. So. Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. There's another Gemara. Asher, you have it? Then the Gemara talks about two things, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and Rabbi Nasa. Okay, two different types of Eidus Miuchedes. One is Eidus Miuchedes in content, in Re'iyah. In other words, two Eidim, you know, each, you know, testifies about something that he... Reuven says, oh, I saw that, you know, Shimon... Reuven says, I saw that Yehuda owes Yisachar. Okay? And then Shimon came along and says, I saw that, you know, Yehuda owes Yisachar. But they didn't see it together. That's called Eidus Miuchedes. Within Eidus Miuchedes, there are also two types. One is, they're talking about the same event, but they didn't see it together. And the other is, you know, Halva Achar Halva. So that's even bigger Kiddush, obviously. So that's a discussion of Yeshua ben Karcha and the Chachamim, whether Eidus Miuchedes works. Typically, we think it doesn't work in Dinei Nefashos, and it does work in Dinei Mominus. That's called Eidus Miuchedes. Then there's another kind of, you don't have to call it Eidus Miuchedes, and that is the Din of Rab Nosson. The Din of Rab Nosson is what happens if an Eid Echad, you know, comes to court and testifies, and then another Eid Echad later comes to court and testifies, meaning the two Eidim, the Kat, doesn't come together. Is that an issue and a problem, or not? You have it there, Asher? Go ahead. So it's an interesting Shaka Vatari on Lamed Amud Aleph, and the language is also very, once again, very suggestive. Go ahead. So then the Gemara says, "B'mai kavifligi," right? What's the argument about? Each of these arguments. You have that? Iboy se makra, iboy se misvara? That's an Eidus Miuchedes, right? They're not talking about the same $100, right? Be'idach. So what does that mean? Okay, we'll have to go back to that. Iboy se makra. So this question, is Eidus Miuchedes an indication that you can have, that each Eid Echad is a 50%? Now it's maybe even in Halva Akar Halva, so we'll talk more about it. Good. What about Rav Nosson? That's even more intriguing. Oh, so that's the same exact formulation that we encounter in Shu Islamic days. Right, la mamona lo asli. Oh. So what is that? That's the question, right? Asher, what would you say about it? Two ways to look at that Gemara. One is in Achanami, there are two Eid Echads, but every Shnayim Eidim is based on two Eid Echads. So you know it's that's fine. Basically, Eid Echad is half of the Eidus, or a form of Eidus, correct? Or, that's one way to read the Maskan of the Gemara, that would build up the status of Eid Echad.
Or that somehow there's a virtual seder as if they were made Echad. So
right, it isn't two Shnayim, it's just that they're not going to be speaking at the same time, right? So that's what Seraph is all about. You know, the fact that lemaisa, they don't come and they're not made, being just like they're not made bevasachas, you know, because that's just not the way that people speak. So too, it doesn't matter if they're even bevasachas. We can be mitzarif them, but that doesn't mean it's eid echad and eid echad. It's zero until it's shnayim, but there's like we expand the mechanisms of zero. Okay. So, all right, I'm going to have to stop here because I have people waiting, so it's unfair. So let's try for Tuesday and to finish up. Okay, so what I want to do, if just on this, just a little bit more, to discuss the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha. Perek Hey Halacha a Gimel and the Kesef Mishnah and the Tashbetz. There are two Tashbetz, a Simon Ayin and Ayin Zayin. Okay, those I want to discuss. I want to talk about a little bit more about, as I said, the Rambam's in Hilchos Gezeila, about the question of Rav Chiya Kamais. I think I mentioned that. The Tosef Bav Metzia very quickly on Chashud, that's Heyomet Aleph Dibramaso Shekenegdo Kamina. And also the question of Havalei Lameda, in terms of Mitoch, that's Hilchos She'ela, the Rambam of the Ravid Heyvav. And there's another realm of the right there too. I don't know why I didn't put it down, but you'll see one leads you to the other. But especially Heivav, She'ela Heivav, the Gemara in Shvuas Mem Amud Aleph. It's another Gemara. Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayim Venosa Mama Nirachon Mechayim Shvua, and the Tosus there Dibur Maskil Aval, and also the Tosus in Ksuvis, the parallel Tosus in Ksuvis Pei Zayin or Pei Ches Amud Aleph. Let's do that and. The Ode Einish by Malkfir Shubakarkos, that's the Dibur Maskil. And the Piskei Rid, also in Shavuos, Mem Amidala, a very radical view. And if you can, the Ksos and the Shach, Simon, the Chosh Mishmet Simon Pei Zayin, the Shach Sivkot and Tezvav Tezayin, and the Ksos Ches and Tes. Okay, and if you want to look a little, the Ran of Bambitziya Gimel Amidala, by Nerachad Vesayaya, the Ran of the Rush. And the Shach and the Nesivas Lamed Aleph, and the Ksos and the Nesivas Lamed Ches Beis. I know that's a lot, but we'll try to go. It's all related, although there are nuances in each one. A little bit, we'll discuss that, and then I want to talk about Aliyah Zav and the things that we began. All right? Okay, great.